Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Yorker Bratt, a researcher at Temple University, Philadelphia, describes the currently available evidence for the effects of music in reducing stress and anxiety in patients with coronary heart disease.
We included 23 randomized trials with a total of nearly 1,500 patients. Only studies that used proper randomization methods were included, enhancing the scientific rigor of this review. None of the studies looked at the effects of music on mortality or other cardiac incidents. 21 of the studies are music medicine studies. The other two were categorized as music therapy studies. In music medicine, the patient passively listens to pre-recorded music that is offered by a medical professional. In contrast, interventions in music therapy sessions are not limited to music listening for relaxation. Music therapists are specially trained to select music interventions to offer emotional and spiritual support, enhance a sense of control, and improve physical well-being. Therapists might help patients to write original songs, or they may improvise music with them. When we looked at the type of music used in the trials, we found that all the music medicine studies used music that was intended to be calming or soothing, typically a limited selection of classical music, easy listening, jazz, and country and western music was offered. This meant, though, that the preferred music of some of the participants might not have been offered to them, and this could affect the results for these participants, because it's important that the patient's music preference is met when offering music for stress reduction. The research showed that music listening might reduce blood pressure and heart rate in coronary heart disease patients. Music listening also appears to reduce anxiety in patients who go into hospital with a heart attack. We were surprised to find that listening to music did not alleviate feelings of depression in the 4 studies that investigated this. However, we suspect that active music interventions offered by a trained music therapist who has established a therapeutic alliance with the patient may be more effective in enhancing patients' hope, motivation, and a sense of control. Based on our findings, music listening should be offered to coronary heart disease patients as a means of stress and anxiety reduction. When selecting music, we recommend that patients have access to music that they like and that it is perceived as calming for them. Music that evokes strong emotional reactions or negative memories should be avoided if it is being used for stress and anxiety reduction. We would like to conclude with several research recommendations. Randomized trials of music therapy provided by trained music therapists are still needed for patients with heart disease. Future trials should compare researcher-selected and patient-selected music. They could determine if, for example, carefully chosen researcher-selected music with sedative qualities is more effective for regulating heart rate and blood pressure, while maybe patient-preferred music is more effective for psychological outcomes such as depression and mood. New studies should also examine the effects of music on physical responses beyond heart rate and blood pressure, such as myocardial oxygen demand and stress hormone levels. They should also collect data on the effects on quality of life, mood, and depression. Long-term outcomes, such as the amount of time spent in hospital and length of survival, need to be considered as well.
To find out more about the findings of this review, you can follow the link at www.cochrane.org. In the future, if new research such as that mentioned at the end of Yorker's podcast comes available, that's also the place to go to find the updated review.